it's unbelievable. Like, especially after 2 weeks ago, Glenn Finn beat us up in Glenn Finn, and I think it was the best thing that ever happened, to tell you the truth. We went into that game, we were in the final anyway, and they needed to beat us to get into the final. So, hey, for the girls to come back today, Glenn Finn's tails were up, so fair play to the girls.
Yeah, and you stopped them 1-3 in a row, but there was a huge contribution once again from Geraldine McLaughlin. She was phenomenal in Balbify.
Well, at the end of the day, hey, Geraldine's your go-to girl. But we're missing May Alcorn on there last week, and Betty Geller, Bridget Geller, like, and they're two handfuls on their own, and they were taking a bit of attention off Geraldine today, to tell you the truth, and it was mighty. Geraldine, at the end of the day, we put her out half forward today, switching on to full forward. Like, they didn't know what we were at, and Geraldine McLaughlin at the end of the day, what can I say? Like, 4-5.
4-5 out of the 5-5. Were you worried at any stage as the second half went on, Sean, that it mightn't come off?
Tell you the truth, I ran onto Geraldine one time and I said, Geraldine, I says, get the ball, take them on, I just put it in the back of the net. And I'll be honest, 30 seconds later, it was done. Like, you mightn't believe me, but that's the kind of girl you have to go to. Yeah. But in all fairness, not taking it away from the rest of the girls, hey, they put in a team shift today, like, fair play to them.
And listen, you've a good mix there of young girls and a couple of the veterans and the senior players as well, and things are starting to click again around Termon.
Well, I'll be honest, hey, a lot of them young girls, it was their first county final we're ever on, and you know what? They stepped up to the plate today, fair play to them, like, but at the end of the day, like, Glenn Finn, they have their go-to girls too, Karen Guthrie, Katie Hearn, brilliant footballers. But in all fairness, you have to talk about the girls around them too, like, but they wouldn't be getting the ball if it wasn't for the girls around them. Same as Termon, Geraldine wouldn't be getting the ball only for the girls who are stepping up to the plate.
Yeah. Finally, Ulster's next then.
Ulster's next. I think somebody told us the other night we have a home game against Armagh, Tyrone champions, I don't know. I will say one thing, it'll be a different ball game now. Termon's a different force than they were back when they won the All-Ireland that year. I think it's 12 girls we're missing. We're trying to blood new people, and fair play to them, they're doing a good job. Hats off to the whole lot of them. But there's a little thing when Termon's playing Glenn Finn. I don't know what it is, but they can get into the girls' heads. So it's always going to be a close game. So I'll be honest, I'm buzzing for the next game, and the girls are too.
Yeah. Well done today, Sean.
Thanks very much, Oisin.